I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm good. You know, we're coming at you a little differently today. We're recording in the daytime.
In the a.m.
In the a.m. My lights are all still on, but it's the a.m.
I know. It's crazy. It's like old moon, old us. We used to get up at like 6 a.m. and record like crazy freaking girls, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Leslie is being very kind and jumping on a little early before I have an appointment so we can record. Now, the plan got a little altered because we were both supposed to have this day off because we were supposed to have an iconic night last night.
A life-altering moment.
Something that would just change our souls completely.
For life.
Yeah. And that's been delayed.
just a couple days and our real time, our lives will be blown tomorrow. Our minds, not lives. Our minds will be blown tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to leave it as a teaser because we decided that we wanted to do an episode
about
this. So we're just going to leave you guys hanging a little bit. We've been doing that a little bit lately. It's been kind of fun for me.
It is kind of fun. I'll say they probably will be able to figure it out. I'm sure one of us, probably me, is going to post it on Instagram on Sunday. So
100%.
Like, I'm sure someone's going to know, but like, yeah.
Yeah. So, but you know, we've thrown a couple teasers out there. So like, which one are you guys figuring out? Are you figuring out the teaser from an episode a couple episodes ago? Are you figuring out the teaser for this one?
Exactly.
Who knows?
Who knows? And we love a good tease.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is where we're at right now. It's kind of just like, I don't know how to describe this. Like, I was so hyped and so ready. And then like, I was like, now I have to wait.
Yeah, like the sad trumpet sound. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But that's okay. I think it's going to be good. It's going to be a Saturday. We're not going to be like rushed, right? Running after work. We both were going to work the days of the life-altering experience. So like now we don't have to do that. It's going to be, we can just like calmly go and be ready. And I'm going to make a little pit stop. I'm not sure if you still wanted me to get some sustenance for. I was going to grab some stuff today on my day off.
Okay.
So I'm excited. We're going to have a good time.
Me too. Me too.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a great time. So tune in to a future episode and you guys will know what we're talking about. But today,
the crypticness of that the last conversation we did. That was the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. But today we will tell you what we want to talk about. Leslie, I think you should talk about it because you put this on the list.
I did put this on the list. And you know, about once a year I go through this phase where I just have this urge to binge my favorite trash series. And it's Twilight. So today, and I'm going through my need to binge, and I've been seeing vampires and things like that all over my TikTok. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to talk about them and not Edward. We can talk about Edward later. But you've been sending me so many Twilight.
I was gonna say I'm the reason you're seeing it on TikTok. I don't know. You said this morning, because it was funny, we were sending TikToks back and forth 15 minutes before we were hopping on to do the podcast.
I was making coffee, I was getting ready, you know.
I know. And I think it's so funny because I was literally like sending, like, I send you everything I see for Twilight because I know it's your binge.
Yeah.
And but it's confused my FBI alien boyfriend because he's like, oh, she likes this.
Oh,
and
you
I'm
like Twilight.
No. And you literally said this morning, I think you need to binge the series. Yeah. And I honestly, the last time I watched Twilight was when the last movie came out And I went to the midnight showing. Yes. I wasn't a Twi head. I just went with some people that were. And the, I'm going to say that movie saved the series for me. It's been over a decade. I'm not doing any spoilers, but when they, because the book was boring.
Yeah.
Like the book was really boring. I don't even remember how it ended. They just had a conversation. Because I remember I saw the movie. The next day I reread it because I was like, because I went with someone who was kind of gaslighting me. And I was like, this didn't happen in the book. As it was happening, I was like, this didn't happen. And they were like, yeah, it did. And the book had come out like 4 years
enough
prior.
Time. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you forgot. But they were kind of gaslighting me pretty hard, saying like, yeah, it did. So you know me, I refuse to be gaslit. So I cracked literally read the book. In 48 hours, I read the entire last book.
Yeah.
They ended it with like a conversation.
That's what I thought too. Because when I remember when I watched it, I was like, oh my God. Like
so as a midnight viewer, the entire theater went.
So we went the day before it aired out, LCCC, the college we went to, they gave like mm-hmm. a bunch of students free tickets. So
I didn't know that.
They like filled, they had like 4 theaters that they just let LTRIP students go in and watch for free. And shit. So we watched it, and yeah, everyone was like screaming. You know, imagine that we were the basketball team, so they just went fucking ham,
nuts.
They were like, "Oh my God!"
Yes. Someday we'll have to talk about our experiences with the LTRIP basketball team.
With the basketball team,
they're a rowdy bunch.
God.
But yeah, that movie saved the series for me. Because yeah. I was like, they acknowledged that this was a lame ending. The author of the books said that like she collaborated with them to make it a twist.
Oh,
and
good.
I was just like, oh my God. And I did not go to movies at midnight showings very often. You did.
Yeah, that's
when
a thing.
Were growing up.
Uh-huh.
That's a thing. So I have not been a part of a community.
It is a community for sure.
That
is
like, you know, and yeah. you are experiencing the shock together. So it's memorable for me for that. So, but this morning you did recommend that we rewatch Twilight, and I'm totally mm-hmm. down. We can definitely do some girls rewatching.
Absolutely. Well, in the books, you know, I read them in high school. The mm-hmm. when Bella was going through her breakup, and you know, she had Edward Jake, I was going through a breakup and I had an Edward Jake, and I was mm-hmm. like, and it was the exact same time I was reading it together. Bella and I were going through our heartbreak together. So I think that's why I personally mm-hmm. am obsessed with it so much.
Because mm-hmm. it hit you.
Because yeah. they're trash. They're trash movies. Mm-hmm. They're trash books. Yeah. Like I can admit it. Literally yeah. the fandom, I'm in a bunch of like groups on Facebook. We literally call each other rats. Like we're the rats of, like it's a thing. And so like it's a tit soak, that's what they also call them, like tit soak. I don't really understand that. That's a little too much for me. I'm more of a rat girl, but like uh-huh. I mean it's a thing. So
yeah,
okay, we're not talking about Twilight, sorry.
We're not, yeah. So this is our clump of Twilight. But
I love Twilight.
You say vampires and you have to talk, I'm sorry, you have to talk about Twilight and you have to talk about Vampire Diaries, because those are the two things for our generation that
amazing.
Like had that like 2000s obsession. We were in a chokehold with vampires.
Literally.
We all wanted to fall in love with a man who looked slightly ill that was really from the 1920s.
That was a like, Victorian child who died of mm-hmm, fucking the Black Plague. Mm-hmm. That's what we wanted. Yes. We wanted the Timothy, yes. You know, Chalamet, Robert Pat, mm-hmm. that we wanted those sickly little boys, which is mm-hmm, so gross because yep. now it's like, ugh. But
well, and I think that's why the emo culture did so well as as well, because those lead singers also
were sickly little boys.
That. Yeah. So the vampire love and the emo love probably wouldn't have thrived without each other. So
Vampire Diaries, man, I forced myself to finish that series on dialysis.
Me too. I didn't
forced
watch
myself.
So I didn't watch it when it came out.
Me either.
I watched it later in life. I was already living with Craig. We weren't engaged, but we were living together.
Bingo.
So it was very, very, more. I guess, more recent, maybe into my mid-20s, late-20s mm-hmm. versus like 16. It was really good. I remember I would watch it and I was just obsessed. And then I took like a year off because it mm-hmm. just kind of, it was too much. And I haven't watched the spinoff that they did with like Klaus and
the originals. Vampires.
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
There's the originals and there's the legacies. Yeah, I haven't watched either of them.
I didn't know there were two spinoffs. Jesus.
The legacies is the teacher, the vampire slayer.
Oh, okay. I know. Yeah, I can imagine him.
I can't remember his name. I know. I can literally see him. Yeah, it's him.
Someone screaming it in their car for us.
Yeah.
Leave a comment below. What's his name?
yeah, so that's what the legacies are. And then the originals are Klaus and like the Louisiana.
The brother.
Vampires.
Okay.
So, and Louisiana vampires. That's a good segue. That's actually why I was wanted to talk about vampires.
Okay, go for it.
Was because of I don't know if you've heard the Louisiana vampires. There were like these girls that came. I didn't do a ton of research on them, but they were like, they had these trunks that kind of resembled coffins, and they stayed in a monastery with a bunch of like nuns. And
never heard of this
in Louisiana. And yeah, and so basically and this was like in the 1600s, and they came from France, and they were sickly. They most likely like had like scurvy, whatever. But the whole town of Louisiana, they like, or in where they were, they thought that they were vampires. So they like locked them in the attic one day while they were sleeping in their like coffins, whatever. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, the windows and the doors are boarded up in this building. And it was like blessed by the Pope. And like, it's still to this
like
day.
Like the Pope, he came from Italy to Louisiana to bless this building.
Yes. And like to this day, everything is boarded up. Like during Katrina, they like had to like reboard it and have like a ceremony. Like it's like a whole thing to this day. So if we ever go to Louisiana, we have to go see those.
So is it boarded up because they're scared of what'll come out?
Yeah.
Or is it out of respect for the women that were probably killed to be boarded up?
No. The like women in their coffins, everything is still in the attic. They are still in that fucking building. They think that they're vampires, so they locked them in there. They're still in there.
So this is my question, too. So, you know, I have an understanding of vampires via Hollywood. So are they not super strong and super fast? And, like, why are the boards keeping them in there?
So I learned, you know, they think that it's, like, vampires are really demonic, especially in history. So I think it's like the church. The church is binding them. The God.
So the power of prayer is keeping them in the building.
Right. Well, and two, you know, there are certain, I mean, I don't know, even in Vampire Diaries, there are certain stakes that can like, everyone has a kryptonite, right? Everyone's got to be killed by something. So that's just, I wish I had it all written down, but
we're doing a morning one, guys, so it's
but that's where I saw the cuff. And
wow,
and so that's why I wanted to talk about vampires, because I was just obsessed with that story, and it kept popping up on my TikTok, and I kept seeing about it.
So you haven't seen it at all?
Okay, well, I'll send you some, and I'm sure I've saved it, so we'll be sure
we'll post on the socials
for sure.
Well, do you want to I jumped in to the history.
Yeah, you jump.
So do you want to dive into that?
Yeah.
So with every story, I want to know, like, can we figure out where it originated from? How did it happen? So I'm going to read probably a majority of an article just because it is so detailed.
Perfect.
And I want to make sure I give you guys the information. So Coy Hall wrote The Horrors of History, and this was about vampires. And this was from January 14th, 2022. So pretty recent.
Perfect.
So this person, they began a series of the horrors of history where they pretty much wanted to talk. It's kind of like our podcast. They wanted to talk about the bizarre aspects, but mostly focused in the past and like how certain stories kind of carried on. So Coy Hall is a historian, an author of horror novels. They wanted to be kind of the guide into the history of horror.
That's cool.
So what's cool is it's a blog, and I'm sure it's evolved. I haven't looked a lot into Coy Hall, but I'm sure it's evolved into a podcast and into all these other things. But I'm looking at the blog, which is on ashland.kctcs.edu.
EDU. You can trust it.
It's education. so the first subject of this entire idea of the horrors of history was vampires. So this is their first step into this world. So they wanted to look into the origins, and they found that a lot of stuff is misunderstood. So let's see. Okay, so what's interesting is medieval Europe did not come up with vampires. A lot of people would think, you know, a blood drinking creature would come from the medieval European stories, but the vampire emerged actually a little bit more recently, and by recently I mean, like, you know, the 1700s instead of the 1500s. Okay. So the vampire stories post-date witch hunts, werewolf trials, and even demon-haunted Puritans. Like, so this goes before Salem.
Oh, way before, from what I saw.
So the concept of the vampire is an undead creature inflicting harm originated in Eastern Europe, specifically in Bulgaria, 1,000 years ago. And it wasn't... What's interesting to me is it wasn't a very popular legend. It was really isolated with the Slavic people.
That's what I saw too.
It's not widespread. It wasn't well known. The word vampire translates kind of as ghost monster. And the label gives... It gives insights to the early belief. So Slavic vampires were non... They didn't have a physical body, so no bodies. They were having, they had more in common with like a ghost than did with what we see in Hollywood today. They were often a spreader of disease in a village, but they weren't creating other vampires with bites. So that, again, the original thing, we weren't worried about someone biting us and us turning into something. It was a ghost that was spreading disease from village
and
to village.
And just killing... People. Goodness.
With illness. The early vampire wasn't, you know, a heartthrob. It wasn't someone that everyone wanted to marry.
Yeah, they were like terrifying.
Yeah, they weren't well dressed. They weren't worldly, collecting riches and education. They were a ghost-like being that operated in the same areas as rats, pretty much. Like they. So maybe that's where your nickname is also coming from. So the vampire really entered Western history considerably late in history. War was to blame for spreading this belief. So in 1686, which is actually 6 years prior to Salem witch trials, the German-speaking people of the Roman Empire gained control of Hungary and took control of the Slavic population. Troops learned that of the vampire legend from Slavic peasants during this war, and soldiers carried the idea to centers like Vienna and Berlin. From there, the vampire moved to Paris, to London, and then to the Americas. So the word vampire first appeared in English in 1732, which is actually the same year that George Washington was born, Coy points out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, of course, kind of like what we talked about before in our dragon episode, you take a story that's pure in the Slavic tradition, and it gets twisted and turned and changed as it goes from east to west. So that's when the vampire took on their new features. So it's not a ghost. The vampire then became a risen corpse, full-bodied. And then no one knows why, but somewhere in these stories, it's assumed that the vampire needed blood. So literally, like, Tina and Tasha were gabbing at the, you know, the well, talking about the latest stories that they've heard. And they're like, girl, not a ghost. They're corpses risen from the dead. Also, they need our blood. So
thanks, Tina and Tasha.
Someone needs to invent Band-Aids. Quick.
Quick. Get this shit going.
So no one really knows where that came from. It's just kind of like the, you know, it's like, I do associate it a lot with like the Salem witch trials. Like mm-hmm. one rowdy bunch of kids says this person hurt me, and these crazy Protestants are like, we're gonna believe the children over the grown ass adult.
Right, like let's this person whose brain is not molded to full maturity, let's listen to them.
They've got the facts.
Well, I think drinking blood has been a thing in history, because I did find some like people who drink blood, and so they've just mm-hmm. been like coined vampires essentially.
Yeah, so people of the time, Coy points out, blood consumption was believable because they thought that blood what could heal things. Consuming animal blood, consuming people blood. So really, you know, we're talking about how uncomfortable some people are with Satanists and satanic rituals, but like the religious people are the ones that started drinking the blood. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be real. Come on.
Oh yeah. Well, I saw that vampire was used in like Russian like Christianity, like Orthodox Christianity. So it's like, yeah, they definitely used it. The religious people used it.
Yeah. So they think that this idea came around the 18th century. And again, like you said, it was back then in the 18th century, draining blood, those were things that were considered medical tools. So it makes sense, but it's still like, what the fuck?
Well, I think we've mentioned it in a previous episode, like science is just creepy. They're like, those doctors mm-hmm. are fucking weird as shit.
Weird as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So what's interesting too is that twist on science, this made vampires more believable. So we're getting into a time after the Salem witch trials where we're drifting away from superstition. People are looking to science more as it continues to advance. Mm-hmm. And so we're not, you know, witchcraft is being decriminalized in Britain and the colonies in 1735. Like, superstitions are slowly making their way out. So this idea of this risen corpse needs to drink fresh blood is scientific. And so people still held on to it and believed it while they were not believing in witchcraft, werewolves, things like that anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah. So at the time,
yeah,
intellectuals were confronted with vampiric testimonies, conceived vampirism as a disease rather than a supernatural occurrence. So again, kind of originating from the Slavic, it was looked at as that vampires were passing disease. Now they're thinking vampirism is a disease that a corpse gets.
Oh, okay. I can understand that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the cancer of the 1700s. Like, it's like, and they were having cancer too, but these were things that they were describing. So a body gets a disease, they die, they come back as a vampire because of this disease.
I mean, I understand, you know, why they would, why their brains would rationalize that, because they don't. From what we understand, they don't understand. You know, they don't know what life is. They don't know what anything is. So
yeah, I get it. And what's interesting too is, so we kind of already touched on how Europe and the Americas really were looking at blood as medicinal, drinking blood, all that stuff. Today, do you want to know what historians call drinking other humans' blood?
Yeah,
medicinal cannibalism.
Gross.
Isn't that gross?
Sounds fucking nasty.
And what's weird is blood was cheap,
gross
in cost due to the common use of bloodletting as a physician's tool, which is like removing blood. Blood was believed to be the vessel of the human soul, and by imbibing blood in one person, so I think this is saying, like, by adding blood in one life.
Okay.
It's like by taking blood from one person, you're fueling your soul, kind of, is how this is all being broken up. What better medicine than a liquid with residue of the human soul inside is really what they were looking at. So if the blood is connected to the soul, of course it's going to be a great medicine, because you're taking someone's soul and putting it into yourself. You're draining the negativity from your soul by draining your blood.
Yeah, but what if the soul, what if the soul of the person's blood that you're taking was bad, and so now you're ingesting this bad shit into your...
Yeah, that was something that they had to deal with, I'm sure. Like, that's probably where this idea of pure living, things like that, really thrived. Mm-hmm. Where, and that's where doctors got away with, like, they did this to King George. He was in England, and he... We could do a whole episode on him because obsessed with him.
So I don't really know much about him.
So King George was crazy. They've done studies and they think that he was bipolar, schizophrenic. Like, he would have these crazy, they believe he was on the spectrum. Would have these crazy, like, moments where he was so smart, so good at math. He was he was into the stars and astrology and all of that stuff. And he was really into science, but he would have these moments of incoherence where he would babble about things that, you know, didn't make sense. People didn't understand. And he was always very obsessed with the planets while he was babbling. They openly admitted to doing blood drains on King George because they believed they were trying to take out the crazy by draining his blood.
Oh my gosh.
He's got a very interesting life. I would love to do an episode on him. Yeah. But, like, really, the idea of blood in medicine has been something, like, obviously we're learning for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, still today, I mean, you know, you can't do surgery without blood, like, things like that. Like, blood is still very prominent. It's just we're not ingesting it or draining it.
Not usually. No. Have you ever had a blood transfusion?
I have not. So that is true. There are people who are, they're just not maybe drinking it. So blood transfusions are still very important and something that's life-saving. So really, like, the argument that blood is associated with the soul, it is life-saving.
For sure. Well, and I was thinking, like, you know, if it's a bad soul. So, like, I had a reaction to my blood transfusion.
Really?
And I started seizing, and it was really scary. And so...
You never do that.
Yeah. It's not very fun. So, and they, like, had to, like, shove, like, Benadryl in me, and that was the only way. Like, I was, like, literally having a seizure. So, it was really scary. So, like, I had a bad soul. It was, you know, that's what made me think of it.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, because we're going to go into that because they do so many, we've talked about in the past, the level of testing that we had to do for the donation and stuff like that. But, like, in general, they do so much for any foreign body going into someone else's body. So, like, they picked blood that was going to work with you because they're able to figure that out. So it's not like they gave you the wrong blood type or anything like that. So what if it was just, like, not mixing with your soul?
Well, and what's even weirder is that I was super anemic. I had multiple blood transfusions. This was my fourth transfusion that I had had. And it was at the very end of my transfusion. So I had had a lot of blood.
Multiple.
Already. Right. Even in this session, I had already had multiple liters of blood. So it was just, like, the very last bit that I had a reaction to that I started seizing on. And that was the last transfusion I've ever had.
So, like, that. So if we're going to go off of, you know, because we're hippie dippies. If we're going to go off of that, like, you know, I believe what you put out into the universe, you receive back, stuff like that. But also, like, emotions and things can embed themselves, feelings, like, bits of your soul, they embed themselves in things around you, right? Like, your home. Sure. Your home is supposed to be this protected, sacred space, a place you can go. I recently watched an interview where someone said, my home is where I go, where I can go, like, and just feel completely relaxed, right? That's our goal as a vibe setting, right? You want to be able to protect your space, and you want to be able to leave all the chaos at the door and just come home and find peace. And, like, what if something happened at that blood transfusion where that, like, something negative or bad, that energy held on to that blood?
No, for sure. Oh, I've never literally thought about that. But then when you said that, that's all I could think about was, like, that my reaction. So, that's weird.
Because there's, like, scientifically, what they will argue is there's no reason you should have reacted that way, mm-hmm. because you had already had blood that was that type. They did the studies. They can do this with a little prick of your finger. They can tell you what blood you need, what blood, what your low, like easy peasy for them to figure out what's the perfect blood.
Well, and it's funny, they said that I had a textbook reaction. They were like, I've never seen someone have a reaction, but literally if you read in a, like a medical book, what a reaction to a blood transfusion is, he was like, that's exactly what you had. And he was like, I've never seen anyone have that. So,
whoa.
I know, it was weird.
And you had taken so much blood mm-hmm. already from like the same source, right? It was just near the end?
Yes. Yeah. I had like, I think it was like 3 liters that I had in that one session. It was like I had had dialysis and then they finished it with a blood transfusion and it was at the very end. I was in the bed for like probably 6 hours and yeah. And then I had my reaction. It was crazy.
Whoa.
So
also you brought up in a former episode that they're coming out that Benadryl is a placebo. I don't believe that based on you.
I know.
It's the only thing that put you in a coma and it's the only thing that pulled you out of a seizure.
Yeah. Literally, they're like, we're giving you Benadryl. It's okay, Leslie.
They're like, we know it works.
Well, yeah, because it was still at that fucking stay. I was still in the hospital. I was still in the ICU and they were like, it's okay. It's okay.
And then they probably can't explain that either. They're like, we don't know why Benadryl works for her.
I don't know. I'm a weirdo. Yeah. Anyway, wow. So I think you're right. I think you and Coy are right. That
thank you.
It's
we could be doctors in the 1600s. Like, honestly, you know, I've been evaluating like my career lately and just thinking about like, I feel like I'm at this crossroads mm-hmm. where I'm trying to decide, do I want to stay? Do I want to try something different? Like, what do I want to do? And like, this research was made me realize like, shit, if I was born in a different time, I could have been like a medicine leader. Man.
Literally, you would have been like a healer. Like,
yeah, like what the
fuck? What the fuck?
Because, you know, back in the day, even the Revolutionary War era, mm-hmm. your doctor was your, you know, your pharmacist and your barber. Like
your doctor was everything.
I was born in the wrong era. I literally could have woken up and been like, give him a leech.
Leech him up.
Leech him up. Drain the blood. We'll just have some good vibes.
Everybody, get the fuck out of here. You know what, yeah. Tracy? I don't like your tone. Get the hell out.
Get out of here, Tina, Tracy, Tasha.
You T names. Just kidding. All T names are welcome here.
Yes, they are. So, let's
sorry.
See. No, it's okay. I love our. That was a beautiful. That was on topic.
Yeah, tangent. That was a good derailment.
Yeah,
that was a deep.
Off that the was beaten a deep path, thought. For sure. human blood was prescribed for everything from epilepsy to failing eyesight in the 1700s. Like, I literally could have been a doctor with my eyeball background. Which is so horrible.
That sounds
from
terrible.
Someone who's got an eyeball background. Don't do that.
No, I don't want
to
do it.
Don't do that. Like the eyes are like a straight shot to like your brain. Heart, like all of that, your brain. Ugh. All of it, like it all, anything that gets in your eyes instantly goes into your blood system. Like
ugh. Oh my gosh.
Let's see. So the vampire of the West was medically savvy, and the dead creature became it was believed because we're throwing blood on everything, and mm-hmm. then they're like, of course this corpse who's risen from the dead needs blood. They need to survive. Mm. They were dead. They're trying to step away from death.
I see.
And they're trying to collect souls to become living again.
Ugh. I don't know why they're fighting to be alive so bad. It's not that great.
Right? Like,
come
dirt
on.
Dirt nap, trying to collect enough souls to be considered a person.
Especially back like then, like, you guys don't have, like, plumbing. Y'all got nothing.
Yeah, like.
Just call it quits.
You get away, you're away from the Puritans who are telling you all the things you're doing wrong.
Yeah, just call it quits, man. Come on.
Yeah, right?
Anyway.
So, what's interesting, too, is that moved away from ghost monsters, which is where we started.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of moved us closer to what is now Dracula. And what's interesting is Coy puts in the first published story of Dracula, which I it blows my mind because it's so common, but the first published story of Dracula was 1897.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
It's so not nuts that to me because like, I know. And it's like, and it's something that has been remastered and tweaked and like so Hollywood many. Has taken and run with, but like, it just blows my mind that 1897, like that's a long time ago, but it's also not that long.
No, for sure.
Like, the 1900s were, you know, we were born in the 1900s.
Oh, so don't. Like,
I know. I'm appealing to our Gen Z listeners. Yes, we know we're old.
I'm not that old. It's fine.
But I do love being, I kind of love doing like a, I was born in the 1900s. It does make me feel more Victorian than 1993.
It makes me feel super Victorian. Yeesh.
So.
Yeesh.
So yeah, that's kind of where Coy like left it. He did say at the end of his thing, how are vampires made? How does one terminate a vampire? We might just travel those avenues in future posts. I hope you'll join me then, is how Coy left this. So and his first book was published in 2021. Congratulations, Coy. Nice. It's called Grimoire of the Four Imposters. If you want to check that out.
Interesting.
So I, you know, with all these stories, right, we never know where they originated from.
Mm-hmm.
We never, like, it, like we've talked about twists, turns, it just, we never know. And so that's why I wanted to kind of dive into the history, because it is so interesting that this was just a Slavic tale that stayed. It never went outside of their villages.
I know, that is weird. Well, and, lack and, of technology, I guess.
But you'd think, like, you gotta go to other villages. You know, trade was still happening in Europe. And, like, so they just, like, kept it to themselves. They were like, people are gonna think we're crazy for talking about this. Like, let's...
Maybe they were so, like, scared. They just, like, didn't even
they just didn't even want to talk about them.
Because
I do know there are things in other cultures where you aren't supposed to think about them, you aren't supposed to talk about them, like it'd be interesting if we could do a deep dive on like the Slavic stories. So it's definitely something we could try to see what we can find. But I just find it so interesting that it started out as this thing that no one knew about, and like within 1,000 years it just took over the world.
That is kind of weird. That is pretty crazy if you think about it. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. I mean, it, you know, it just is. I think people like to be. I don't know. I mean, I think people have always liked to be scared, and they like, I'm sure they used it as a don't leave the house, don't do whatever. Yep. But I mean, when some of the things I looked up were like famous, quote unquote, famous vampire, like vampires in history. And I saw what you said, too. Like some of them talked about drinking blood, but some of them also just talked about like bugging the fuck out of people, and then they just were dying somehow, you know, in a couple of days, really. So I think, yeah, they just, it is, that is kind of weird though, that it just stuck there and didn't
for
move.
So long. I know. And then it took the Roman war for this to,
and they were like, what the hell.
Well, and then can you imagine like being outside of the Slavic Slavic culture. Sorry, we're dipping in a lot of things. But the Slavic culture, can you imagine being outside of it and then hearing this fucking story about a vampire and you're like, what the fuck is that?
Fuck, yeah, I'm getting the hell out of here.
I've been living my life so innocently.
I'm coming back to Rome.
Yeah, like, they don't have vampires in Rome.
Hell no.
I can't imagine the first generation of people who have never heard that story be like, they're what? They do what?
Say what now?
I'm sorry. And then when it goes Western and like it twists again into like rising from the dead and drinking blood, imagine when the Slavic population hears that and they're like, they do what?
And they're like, oh my God, ours don't do that.
Yeah, like they went over to the Americas and got real weird.
They got wild over there. Jesus Christ. Well, that was perfect. That was super interesting.
I know, Coy, like,
great find.
Right on you. Yeah, let us know if anyone wants to look Coy up. Let us know. Does he have a podcast?
Ooh, yeah, I bet.
I'm sure in this day and age, you know, everyone talks about how everyone has a podcast. So, you know.
I'm sure he does. Yeah.
I got to derail a little bit. I saw a TikTok live of this, like, D-list celebrity who was on, like, one season of a reality show and then got canceled because they found racist tweets in his past. And he's risen up from the dead a little bit of D-list celebrities. And he was doing a live and he was like talking about how he wanted to jump back into the public eye, like he made the decision to be canceled. And
okay, who was it?
And his name's Max. He was on a season of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, okay.
So I have no idea. Yeah, you know, but he was talking and he goes, I want to jump back into the public eye. I don't really want to be an influencer, blah, blah, blah. And someone had like commented and I didn't have the comments on, so I wasn't reading them. I was just kind of, you know, one of those quick stops. And someone had asked about a podcast and he's like, no, I'm definitely not doing a podcast. Everybody and their mother has a podcast. And I was like, truly offended. Like, I didn't like him before because of like the whole racist thing, and now he's trying to jump back into the public eye but act like he's better than the public eye.
It's a no for me.
And then for him to just diss podcasts, I was like, bitch,
fuck you, Max.
This is hard work.
Oh my god, it's so much hard work.
Yeah, like don't diss what I hope to be my full-time job someday. Like, fuck you.
Well, he can't sit with us.
Yeah, so everyone, if you just want to send out like a fuck you to Max right now, that'd be great.
But just that Max, not just like any old Max.
Any Max. Like, really, yeah, we're learning we have to harness our intentions. Yeah. So like
specific
Max Vanderpump Rules, like send it out. So yeah, I just thank you for bringing up vampires because I was just like, what the hell?
Oh, it's bananas. It's crazy.
I know. So what do you think about vampires? Like, we can end this with like our opinions. Like, what's your thought?
Well, we can talk about real quick some famous vampires. I just looked up.
I forgot you said you had that. Yeah.
So one's name is Sekhmet. She is the Egyptian goddess of war, destruction, and is associated with medical healing.
So she's a vampire.
So she's depicted with the head of a lioness and the body of a woman. And she has a disc on her head, which symbolizes the sun. Her name translates to the powerful one. And her father was like the, you know, the father of people in Egyptian lore, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's said that as punishment, if like the Egyptian people made her father angry, he would send her down and she would drink the blood of humans for their, like, as punishment. Okay. So when I Googled like who's the first vampire, she was one of the first ones that popped up since she's an Egyptian goddess. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really call her a vampire, but she drinks blood.
Well, and it makes sense because, you know, that the term vampire was isolated and very far away from Egypt. So it makes sense that they had a different idea and it wasn't looked at as a vampire until reviewing it many, many years later. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So then we have, his name is Jure Grando. He died of unknown causes in 1656. Shortly after he was buried, his wife started complaining that he would visit her and, quote unquote, harass her at her window. Others in the village began seeing him wandering around the village with a little bit of a trigger warning, with a dead sheep over one shoulder and a dead black cat over the other.
Aww.
Sorry, Rippy, wherever you are. And then people started to say that Jouar would go and like knock on their doors in the middle of the night. And then after a couple of days of knocking, the villagers would be found dead. So again, spreading disease. Finally, the local priests decided that they would like check it out, and they dug up Jure's grave. They found his body completely preserved. He had, quote unquote, rosy cheeks, a maniacal smile, and his mouth was full of blood. They said that like the random villagers that were watching it attempted to like slaughter him, right? So they tried to shove a stake through his heart. That failed, so they ended up beheading him. And they're like famous vampire hunters. It was in Croatia, that's where that story is from. So then I found a story about Elizabeth Bathory. She was a famous she was in Transylvania, in Hungary. So she was born in 1560. She spent her entire life in a very influential royal family in Hungary. Basically, she would slaughter women in her servants in very public trials, would just be like, come up with stupid things that they would do and say that they were guilty of like stealing, what have you. So she would do these public trials, then she would kill them, and then she would drink their blood.
Oh shit.
Similar to what you were saying, for medicinal purposes, she thought it would help her skin, thought it would give her the, she was looking for like the fountain of youth. She was trying to live forever. So she would torture these women. I heard.
Well, and Hungary is what I talked about in the history. It's very close to that Slavic culture. So like we're getting closer to where the origin of all of this started. Wow.
Yeah, she did terrible things. Put like pins in between their fingernails.
Ah,
yeah, terrible.
And if you've ever
things.
Gotten a splinter in between your finger, oh, it's like a horrible torture.
Yeah, she was a pretty terrible human.
We should do an episode on her.
So, and then obviously Vlad. I don't know, like Vlad the Impaler, who is one of the most famous vampires. He's not even. So it's actually, you know, they call him his. They thought his name was Vlad Dracul. Which actually just translates to dragon. So he's really just Vlad the dragon, not Vlad Dracula, like people say. He was pretty terrible too. You know, I've heard about him in the past, but I didn't realize he would, he was known to kill, pregnant women, take the fetuses out, and then stake the fetuses to the women's chest. And he would leave them on his, like in front of his palace, and just leave them out there. He would do people's heads. He would cut off their heads, put their heads on stake. He was a terrible, again, terrible human. But people consider him a vampire because of that whole Vlad Dracul, but it's really just Vlad dragon. The dragon. So.
Oh. See, okay, we should pick a month where we just like talk about like horrible people from history.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah, like I don't know if that'd be too heavy for us to have to immerse ourselves in for whole month.
Let's
but we
it.
Should pick like a month and make that what we do for a whole
just talking
slew
about
of episodes.
Horrific people in history who did things because they had money and status.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Including with the verdict that came out yesterday. I'm totally happy to talk about horrible people and hopefully how they had just ends.
If you know, you know.
We're calling him 34 now instead of 45.
I love that. And on that note.
So I want to know your opinion real
perfect.
Quick.
Perfect. Okay.
On, let's wrap it up. I love wrapping it up with our opinion. So what do you think? Like, do vampires walk among us? Do we need to start putting cages on all of our loved ones' burials?
Oh yeah, we could even talk about that, like vampire graves. No, I, you know, this is one that I don't think is real. I don't.
Okay.
I mean, maybe at one point I can understand the demonic part of it, the church part of it, where they thought it was
poltergeist,
Right. I can understand that, maybe even like spreading disease, but you know, I hang out outside a lot. I've never seen anyone sparkle. I've never seen any fangs. I just think, and because it's changed so much, like you said, they started off as like these rat-like creatures, these disgusting, terrible things. And they've now...
They were ghosts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They weren't even a full-bodied person.
And they've now been transformed into this romanticized, you know, beautiful, fast, strong, gorgeous, perfect skin, whatever. So, yeah, no, I really think it's just a work of fiction, kind of like Frankenstein a little bit.
Yeah. Something that you don't like... worry about. I agree. I do know that there is a small subculture of people who believe that they're vampires and do take on, you know, I think when we first started the podcast, I was seeing a lot of those TikToks. And I don't see them very often. I searched vampire on TikTok, so I probably will see them more.
I saw him when I searched for vampire.
Yeah. And so I do, like, with no disrespect, you believe what you want to believe. Like, we're not here to put down anybody's culture decisions by any means. But we're not here to, you know, if you find a community of people who enjoy vampire lore, and if you find a consenting person who has been tested and they offer to let you drink their blood, and you've talked to a doctor and made those choices,
You do you.
Please get tested before you start drinking people's blood is my only hope that happens. And I have seen a little bit with those that community that is something that's as regular as someone in sex work. Like their blood's if you're doing this responsibly, your blood and your consenting partner's blood is being tested constantly. So I'm not here, and in one of my favorite podcasts, they like to say, I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum, like you do you. That's from the Tony and Ryan podcast tarpers out there. but yeah, I don't need, of all the things I need to worry about in the world, vampire is not making my top like 100 list.
No, it's not it for me either.
So it is fun. I like the stories. I really enjoy it now that I know like the origin. Like, honestly, it's just like white people, white peopling. Like they take a story and they just twist it. Like,
I love that. White people, white peopling.
Like, that's really all it is. And like, you know, maybe the people of the Slavic region are not enjoying the white people, white peopling.
Probably.
Just like our indigenous friends and everybody else not enjoying it. But like, when I'm going outside at night, I'm not worried about a vampire. I'm worried about like a man trying to attack me.
Yeah, exactly.
But honestly, like the question of man versus bear, man versus vampire, I think I'd choose the vampire. Yeah, even if it's a man vampire, I feel like, yeah, right.
Whatever, at least he's using me because he needs, like, or else he'll die, right? Like, he needs me for sustenance. It's no more than a hunter, right?
Yeah, like a bear, yeah. Exactly. They're on the same level of a bear. Like, I expect to be attacked by a bear and a vampire.
For sure.
And they will just, you know, do that because I'm a life source to them.
Not us starting a meme. Okay. Yeah.
A new TikTok argument to upset the incels.
More men. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Not something to worry about, but definitely fun to look into and like research. I had a great time.
So did I. I had lots of fun.
Yeah. So. All right, guys. Well, in the comments, let us know, what do you think of vampires? What's something out there that, you know, we should look into? What's another story that you're really interested in? What's something that you want us to try to trace back the origin? We're happy to try.
It's fun. We like doing it. Yeah, so
we love doing it. Let us know. We recently checked out our reviews and you guys are so fucking awesome.
Killing it in those reviews. Thank you so much.
Yep, we got a new review on Apple Pod that we appreciate so much. We are at 5 stars on Apple Pod and 4.9 on Spotify. So thank you.
Yes, thank you
and
so much.
Please subscribe. Hit a review. You don't even have to type anything if you don't have the time. Just give us some stars. Mm-hmm. Like, let us know on social media what you think, what you want us to look into. We are vessels to jabber at you on the subject that you want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can talk about anything, guys. So challenge us. Give us something to talk about.
Perfect. Yeah, we want to know. Let us know, you know, who your favorite vampire is in history and fiction. Let us know what we should talk about. Cryptids, ghost stories, you know the drill. So on that note, we will spook you next week.
Bye. We did it.
We did it.